Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Did your children and teens make New Year's resolutions this year? Well, you know, as a parent, you make your own, but we should definitely find ways to help our children make and stick to those healthy resolutions this year. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's the Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. So, Dr. Hill, tell us a little bit about New Year's resolutions. Should we be making little contracts and having our kids write down their goals as we might do for ourselves?
You know, it is a great time for everybody to pick a few things that they'd like to be doing better, and it's super to encourage kids to do that as well. However, if you don't write them down and don't check on them, they'll probably go the way of most New Year's resolutions, which is by February, nobody even knows what they were supposed to be.
Well, that's certainly true. So how do we start? Let's start with kids between the ages of, say, 12 and 15. You know, what do you do with those kids? What do you want their goals to be?
The first thing you can do is ask them what they want their goals to be. These are kids who are taking more and more control over their own lives and taking a lot of pride in that. And I think they often surprise us with how wise and thoughtful their choices can be. Not always, but start by saying, hey, can you think of some things that you would like to see yourself do better?
Okay, so we ask them, and maybe they'll say, oh, I'd like to do better in school, or, I mean, do we ever hear kids say, I'd like to behave better, throw less tantrums, maybe not fight with my parents as much?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you see that. They will have some insights like that. I think the key thing is to make it an observable behavior. If the goal is, okay, I don't want to fight as much, well, what does that look like? I mean, I don't want to raise my voice or slam my door more than 3 times a week. Now I'm doing it 10 times a week. I don't ever want to tell my parents I hate you, or I don't want to tell my sister I wish she was never born. You have to really put it into clear, observable, concrete terms. Otherwise, it's just kind of nebulous.
Okay, so we have them sort of set these out, and do they put them up in their room on a checklist sheet so that they keep an eye on it and keep the eye on the ball?
Absolutely. Or, you know, if they've got an iPhone or some other smartphone like that, they can put it on their phone. They can make it a screensaver on their computer. You can put a whiteboard up in the kitchen, wherever it's an easy place to see and remember. With any sort of behavior change, you want to say, what is the specific behavior that's going to change? What will it look like when it's changed? And how am I going to check back and see how I'm doing? Because if there's not some regular feedback and some regular measurement of that behavior change, it's probably not going to go anywhere.
Okay, so we can talk about this reasonably and logically with kids over the age of, say, 10, 11, 12, you know, into their teenage years. What about littler kids? Can they have goals, too?
They can absolutely have goals, and they may still have some insights. They may see some things that they know they need to change. Involving them, giving them a sense of choice certainly helps. You might, for example, say, well, there's 10 things you're doing right now that I'd like to see you change how you're doing. Let's pick the 2 or 3 that you think are going to make the most difference for you or are going to be easiest for you. And picking a couple of things to change where a child can have success, then you can look back and say, boy, look at how great you've done at getting your teeth brushed every night before you go to bed, or at making sure you've got your bicycle helmet on when you're riding your bike in the neighborhood. I wonder if you'd have that same amount of success making friends with shyer children. Do you want to try that?
Okay, so that's good. And where can we fit in activity and healthy eating in those resolutions, both for littler kids and our little bit older children?
Oh, boy, they can be anywhere in there. Of course, some kids are doing fantastic on healthy eating and activity already, but we know that if you look at what most people would like to see change for their kids and themselves, that's high up on a lot of people's lists in these countries. Those are great things to tackle, but again, you want to do it in measurable ways. I'm going to try a new vegetable once a week. I'm going to have one glass of water in place of a glass of juice this week, and next week I'm going to make it two.
Okay, now, you know, in the fitness industry, we talk about SMART goals being, you know, the achievable, monitoring, you know, traceable, these kinds of goals that are really able to be followed. So
exactly.
Does it work that way with kids?
It does work that way with kids, absolutely. That SMART model is a great model for behavior change throughout. So you do want to say, is it something they can do? How are you going to know when they're doing it? How are they going to be held accountable for it? And how are you going to, you know, improve on it as it goes?
And it certainly has to be realistic. So as we're talking about realistic, Dr. Hill, kids texting, the amount of games they play, video games and the cell phone and all of these things, how is that even possible to try and get the kids to text less? Let's just start with that. So realistically, is that a goal that we can ask them to try working on?
Absolutely. I mean, you can start with a new rule this year and set an example, too, because a lot of parents are not setting great examples on this. It's hard to tell your kid to put down the phone if you're taking a text message at the same time you're saying that, right?
Yeah.
So you can set it as a family goal. You say, you know what, starting this year, we are all going to put our cell phones in their chargers while we eat dinner. We're going to take dinner time and sit down and talk to each other. Or the trip to school in the car. When we're in the car, nobody's going to pick up their cell phone. Certainly as parents who are driving, we shouldn't be talking and texting while we're driving with the kids. And we could set an example. Say, you know what, the car and the kitchen table are going to be two text-free, phone-free zones. And if you're setting a good example, it's a lot more likely that your kid's going to follow.
Okay, what about stress? As parents, you know, we say, "I'm this year I'm going to get less stressed out. I'm going to yell at my kids less. I'm going to exercise more so that I feel better." What about kids and stress? Can we ask them to, you know, take breaks and find ways to sort of, you know, power down a little?
Heck yeah. And, you know, you mentioned exercise. That is a really well-known stress relief technique. We know that not just for kids, but also for adults, getting some regular exercise helps their brains work better. It helps them calm down. So stress relief is a great goal. Again, it needs to be in a very concrete way. When I'm upset, I'm going to stop and breathe deeply for 30 seconds before I move on. Or I'm going to take a seat and try and think about why this is upsetting me so much. Or I'm going to use my words instead of fighting with somebody or hitting them when I get upset. So it needs to be a measurable goal, because what does that stress look like as a behavior, and is that a behavior that they can realistically alter?
So we're looking at our children's stress level. We're looking at their physical activity and healthy eating. You know, we're looking at the healthy things they can do even for the little ones, like brushing their teeth. So now, in the last minute, Dr. Hill, wrap it up for us and kids and New Year's resolutions and the best way that our kids can set these goals and stick to them and how we parents can help.
Absolutely. We're going to want to help them by reminding them what those goals are, by posting them somewhere that everybody can see them, by making them measurable. I'm going to ride my bike or run down the street 3 times a week as opposed to more, right? It's something you can count. And you're going to set a good example yourself. By the way, it's okay if you miss New Year's. January the 20th is a great time to set new goals.
Well, that is great. And for parents, you know, you can also get involved in these same goals. Set some of those same goals that your children have set for yourself. Get physical activity as a family. You know, make a goal to eat healthier and try one new vegetable a week that your family has not tried. Everybody wear pedometers, because if you do that and make it a competition, trust me, your kids are going to get more steps. They want to win, so make the prize who gets to pick the movie that weekend. So get involved as a family in making these SMART goals and sticking with them. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.